The most efficient way to absorb minerals is the colloidal form. Colloidal minerals are 98% absorbable, 2.5 times more available than chelated minerals and 10 times more available than metallic minerals. And they're very interesting. They're liquid. They can only be liquid. Can't be pills, powders, or capsules. They're very small particle size. They are 7,000 times smaller than a red blood cell. And they're negatively charged. Every particle is negatively charged. Your intestinal lining is positively charged. So you actually have an electrical or magnetic gradient that concentrates these minerals around the lining of your intestine. These three things together give you the 98% absorbability. Now, plants have a very interesting part to play in colloidal minerals. Remember, we said that plants cannot create minerals. They're not in the soil. Plants can't make them. Remember that U.S. Senate Document 264 says they're not in the soil anymore. At any rate, metallic minerals are taken up by plants when they're in the soil. Plants convert them in their tissues to colloidal minerals. And this is how we store minerals in our body. This is how we use minerals in our body. This is how we transport minerals from their storage place to their site of use in the colloidal form. Well, our plants, our crops don't have much in the way of colloidal minerals in them because we don't have any metallic minerals in our soil.